This is Akansh Varnishala on the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marvin. The headlines. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, launches multiple donor projects in Sora. Sikkim MP Dr. Indrahan Subba addresses a UN session on cultural rights in New York. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu lays foundation for several key infrastructure projects across West Kameng District, and Foundation Day of 8 states and 5 union territories celebrated with great enthusiasm in Agartala and Imphal. And now the news in details. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, on Saturday laid the foundation for the integrated Sora circuit development under the Prime Minister's Development Initiative for Northeastern Region, PM Divine Scheme, and launched multiple donor projects worth 233 crore rupees at Sora in the presence of Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Conrad Sangma, senior state officials and tourism stakeholders. Speaking on the occasion, Sindhya described Meghalaya as a heaven on earth, the abode of clouds and cascading waterfalls, where every breeze carries the fragrance of dignity, faith, and the freedom of progress. Sindhya highlighted landmark projects such as the 166.8 km Sachar-Shillong Greenfield Expressway and the expansion of Umroy Airport to accommodate large aircraft, enabling a sharp rise in annual flight operations. The minister also visited the Mushroom Development Center in Upper Shillong, where innovative local initiatives are empowering farmers, creating livelihoods, and driving self-reliant, sustainable growth across the Northeast. The minister underscored the region's enduring spirit of enterprise and its commitment to eco-conscious development. Sikkim MP Dr. Indrahan Subba recently addressed a UN session on cultural rights in New York. Dr. Subba participated in the interactive dialogue with the Special Rapporteur on Cultural Rights at the Third Committee during the ongoing 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Representing India as part of the parliamentary delegation, Dr. Subba emphasized the country's commitment to preserving, promoting and safeguarding traditional cultural expressions across diverse communities. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Saturday laid foundation for several key infrastructure projects aimed at enhancing connectivity, strengthening public facilities and improving community well-being across West Kameng district of the state. The Chief Minister also inaugurated the newly constructed police stations of Bhalukpong and Sing Chung and the new academic block at Government Higher Secondary School built under the Rural Infrastructure Development Fund project of Rural Works Department. He also participated in the Bhumi Pujan of the proposed Grand Buddha Park at Sing Chung. The CM also launched Chumantar, an engaging initiative by Arunachal Pradesh Police that teaches children about safe touch, empathy and self-confidence through play. Speaking at a public function, the Chief Minister Khandu, while referring to the alleged misappropriation of government funds in the land acquisition process on the Lada to Sarli portion of the Frontier Highway in East Kameng District, reiterated that no form of corruption will be tolerated by the state government and those found guilty will be taken to task as per rule of the land. The Foundation Day of 8 states and 5 union territories was celebrated with great enthusiasm at the Raj Bhavan in Agartala on Saturday. Governor Indira Sena Reddy Nallu felicitated the representatives of these states and union territories on the occasion. The states that observed their Foundation Day were Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Karnataka. The union territories included Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Puducherry, Chandigarh, Lakshadweep and Delhi. In his address, the governor said that every state in the country has its own language, culture and traditions, but we are all one. We are Indians. He also called upon everyone to work together to make India a developed nation by 2047. Representatives from Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Karnataka, as well as from Puducherry and Delhi also spoke on the occasion. The Department of Arts and Culture, including the Tribal Research Institute, on Saturday organized a program at the State Central Library in Shillong as part of the Jan Jatiya Gaurav Diwas. Jan Jatiya Gaurav Diwas is celebrated to honor tribal freedom fighters hills, particularly Bhagwan Birsa Munda, a renowned tribal leader and freedom fighter. The celebration this year was more special as it commemorates the 150th birth anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Director of Arts and Culture Department, Aima Jao, along with a prominent author, Daniel Stone Lindo, also paid rich floral tributes to the bust of three Khasi freedom fighters on the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, they highlighted the sacrifices made by the freedom fighters for the independence of the country. In Manipur, the commemoration of the foundation days of some states and union territories was held at Raj Bhavan in Manipur. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla graced the commemoration function. The ceremony featured video messages from Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Governor of Punjab and Governor of Kerala. As part of the program, artists from Jawaharlal Nehru Manipur Dance Academy presented a spectacular choreographic performance based on the theme Ek Bharat Shesth Bharat, showcasing the spirit of unity in diversity through art and expression. Addressing the gathering, Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla emphasized that India's true strength lies in its unity amid diversity, where every state, culture and citizen contributes to the nation's collective progress. Paragliding is set to make its debut in Meghalaya, with the Meghalaya Paragliding Association gearing up to introduce the adventure sport across the state's picturesque hills and valleys. Led by President Nikolai Singh, a professional pilot and former Indian Air Force officer, and General Secretary Bajop Pingrop, the association aims to promote adventure tourism, train local youths, and ensure the highest safety standards through certified equipment and professional supervision. Singh, who has over 14 years of flying experience and has performed rescue and promotional operations across India, said that the initiative will soon put Meghalaya on the national paragliding map. The association also plans to organize a national level competition in Shillong, featuring pilots from the Indian Army, Indian Air Force and other states. Potential flying sites include Rappelling and Mountain Depp near Shillong, where practice flights are already being conducted. The association has assured that all safety protocols will be strictly followed, with pilots being guided by ground teams during every flight. Rajiv Gandhi University, RGU, the Lone Central University of Arunachal Pradesh, on Saturday hosted the inauguration of the first batch of the the Lakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program at Rono Hills Campus in Doimukh, Arunachal Pradesh. The event marks the commencement of 2-week-long intercultural and educational exchange involving 40 student delegates from Goa and Uttarakhand alongside RGU students, faculty and distinguished guests. Chanchal Kumar, Secretary Ministry of Donor, addressed the gathering virtually. Acknowledging the vision and proactive initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he highlighted that the Ashtalakshmi Darshan Youth Exchange Program aims to promote inter-regional understanding, cultural appreciation and awareness about the northeastern region's developmental aspirations. In Manipur, the 77th Information and Public Relations IPR Day 2025 was observed at the auditorium of the Directorate of Information and Public Relations in Imphal on Saturday. Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goel, Secretary IPR, Hung Yong Warshang and former Commissioner IPR M. Joy Singh graced the function. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Secretary appreciated the DIPR for taking pivotal roles in communication between government and general public and encouraged the Directorate for active and responsible use of official social media platforms such as Facebook, X, Instagram and YouTube, stressing that these are the most visible window of government communication and must remain verified, credible and engaging. The main highlight of the celebration included the felicitation of retired officials of the directorate and distribution of prizes to winners of the short film competition in 5 different themes. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.